Another part that I hated in this book was the chapter on cheating. Why men cheat. That's page 96. For those, wait a minute. Is it page 96? I forget. I have the PDF and, I'm trying to flip to it now. Okay. Here it is. Chat page. It's actually page. Yeah. Okay. 95. I'm sorry. It's 95. Why men cheat. Why do you think men cheat? I saw some interviews with Steve. And like I said, throughout this book, see, he's making everything women's fault. You don't do it right. You don't screw them enough. You don't have high enough standards. You don't do, you're wrong. You're bad. You're not listening to men. It's your fault. It's all bullshit. Okay, so here he goes. Why men cheat? Why, if he says from the male perspective, the answer to the question why men cheat is crystal clear. Not so much for women. No matter how good or sensible the reasons are, men know that women will never hear one and say, oh, now I get it. So see, he's making you sound stupid, like you don't understand why men cheat. And he gives all these reasons, like men cheat because they can. Men cheat because there's so many women to get that, you know, that will cheat with them. Men cheat because they think they can get away with it. Men cheat because he hasn't become who he wants and needs to be or found who he truly wants, okay? Or what's happening at home isn't happening like it used to. So, and he says right here, the biggest reason of all, there's always a woman out there willing to cheat with him. Okay, so every reason I just read to you has no, places no responsibility on the man for doing what he did. It is his fault that he cheated. He is cheating because he wants to. And, someone sent an email. He says, this book is selling because black women are desperately trying to figure it out. You are right. Too many black men are not emotionally ready to have a relationship. The average African-American relationship is doomed from the beginning because we don't control anything and we value stuff that we do not produce. Just look at our divorce rate and the number of single available black women. Well, this top conversation has nothing to do with stuff, and it doesn't have anything to do with economic control either. That's blame shifting. The number of women, black women are single because black men are not marrying them. That's the reason why black women are single. Why are black men not marrying them? Some of them aren't ready. But even those that are ready are selfish and silly and greedy and think that life is all about getting as much butt as possible. That is why black people have the lowest amount of wealth of any race in this country. Because our black men, who are supposed to be leaders of the community and leaders of the family, don't have their shit together. That's why the black family is the way it is, and that's why black women are single, because of black men. Now, I've said it. There'll be some that don't agree with me. I don't even care, because it's true.